How would you do that?
It's the rundown. It's March 18th. It is brought to you by Yahoo Fantasy Baseball. Baseball season right around the corner, which means it's time to sign up for Yahoo Fantasy Baseball. Yahoo Fantasy is the
number one mobile app.
Number one mobile app in fantasy baseball and the official fantasy game of Major League Baseball. Check out Pro Leagues, play for cash. Yahoo handles all the money for you. No commissioner. Buy in for as little as $20 or up to $1,000. You can also join a public league for free or create your own league with your friends. Opening day is March 28th, so sign up now at yahoo.com/fantasybaseball. We good?
Yeah, they were telling me to give you the stick, but now your mic is back.
Okay.
That's way too soon. Baseball? Yeah, 10 days? That's crazy.
I don't know why. I'm sick of... Hey, Loud Sean. If these keep not working and going in and out, maybe we get new ones?
Okay.
Just a thought.
That was solved.
Yeah. Just common sense. Every 2 seconds, like, hey, these don't work. Well, we use them a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's probably why they don't work.
March Madness brackets out. Bud Light Buster is coming out tomorrow. We did that. I don't know. Pretty basic brackets. March Madness itself, the week, the championship week. My big takeaway with the refs not calling fouls on purpose.
They need to change the rule so that you can just yell foul. If you yell foul.
Or we said when yeah. you know it's a foul moment, put flags on.
Yeah, yeah. It's like an intentional walk.
Right. So you grab it and you stop. I don't know. The refs, it's like they don't understand the situation. I mean, the Florida one, that was just egregious. He got tackled by three guys mid-shot.
Yo, what are these refs doing? Who are these referees? Florida +3. I got a money line. Who are these refs? They're fouling on purpose. That's on purpose, you fucking idiots. That's a foul on purpose. What? Slow this down. They're fouling on purpose, you fucking referees. This is on purpose. They are fouling on purpose. That's on purpose, you fucking idiot.
Michigan was pretty bad, too.
If Michigan State wants to win him that way, that's fine. But how is that not a foul? He fouled him on purpose, guys. That was on purpose. I don't understand these refs. This is, you tell me, I'll pause it for you. Right there, he fouled him on purpose. Again, we're at the line for three here. Boom. Or even if it's not three, it's a foul. You know, these refs, it's just not fair. If Michigan State ain't dignity, which we know they don't, they won't accept this. That's bullshit.
The whole fucking thing's crazy. Other than that, we were gambling. Gambling's crazy. Mush, I mean, that game where they flipped the channel and Mush was like, show me the ball, show me the ball. And then they went back and he was just dunking.
He's just in the air already? Like, how do we know that they didn't just let him go and they fixed the game?
126. Under 126. Just let it go. There's no reason to shoot. Show the ball. Where's the ball? No! Where did that go? Shit!
No idea.
Zion was incredible.
Zion's back. He had the line, killers kill.
The mentality once you guys hit the postseason.
Killers kill. Killers kill.
I don't think, by the way, Duke is nearly as invincible as people
they
make.
They can't shoot threes.
And also, it's like...
They're like the worst three-point shooting team like ever, aren't they?
And they think they can.
Sort of being disrespected in my mind.
I mean, agree.
It's like you beat them twice. You almost beat them. You should have probably beat them the third time. And people are acting like Duke is a cakewalk. I don't know.
That was a coin flip game.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
I also think Kentucky. I like Kentucky a lot, even though they lost that game. I feel like, I don't know.
Michigan State, they're pretty good right now.
Yeah. Although Izzo, like, kind of a wild move to go gung-ho. Like, I feel like Michigan State has had disappointing tournaments the last few years, and he went gung-ho for the Big Ten tournament when, like, half his guys were on a stretcher.
Yeah. That, you get the main guy who got injured, too.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, there's screaming. A lot of things going on.
Where are you at, like, coming into March Madness? Now?
So I always had
all the unders. Yeah. You're going to come out even, right?
So I always get murdered. When on championship week, for the last like 100 years, I lose the most money championship week. I was basically even. I was way way, way up going into yesterday.
Up and in general or like?
No.
I mean, not like long term, but I mean like no. this latest bout, you're still way down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For the week.
Got it.
I think
like, wait a minute.
Unders, by the way, work. They just work. That's a known fact. More unders come in than overs.
Are you going to do this for March Madness?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You can't. It's so stressful.
Under City is the worst.
It's the fucking worst.
Under City stinks.
But it isn't.
It is every game comes down to just stupid fouls.
Yeah, but,
and like
I mean,
teams.
They win because everyone bets overs. But my problem is if I bet anything of my own volition,
it falls apart.
Like yesterday, again, I had all these side and money line. I had Harvard, Michigan, Tennessee, Cincinnati, UTSA. Milwaukee Bucks, Dallas Stars.
That's when Diz is in trouble when he starts betting hockey.
Hockey, yeah. And once baseball is right on the corner.
I feel like I'm forgetting a basketball game.
Like day game.
I got to quit before baseball. But I walked into Dave's office this morning. He was like, we're going big game hunting this on Thursday and Friday.
Well, I have a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. Well, oh.
So yeah.
Thursday, yeah.
Whatever you were about to say after that statement, yes.
I was going
to
say you don't. You.
No, I have a problem.
At FanDuel, you dominate.
Well,
you've had the Vandy game, the Syracuse game, Clemson game.
Do you want to hear my problem?
What's your problem?
You don't have cash flow.
I asked for $150,000 cash to take to FanDuel.
Said no?
No, they said yes, but they're like, it'll come in Thursday. We don't know what time. I'm like, well, that's very important.
That's a huge issue.
I tried to explain it to the teller. Yeah. Like, it's very important what time.
Very important.
And they're like, we can't run. Like you, I can't get Wednesday, like Thursday.
Like
zero.
3 o'clock and you miss half the games.
But you know it's...
Now you know my problem.
That is a problem.
And I have to be here to get it. It's like I can't send somebody to get...
Yeah.
Like, I can't send one of my lackeys to get 150 grand.
No.
Send Spider to get 150,000.
Imagine carrying the bag.
Could you imagine
Spider?
So I made
it with a duffel bag? Yikes.
But you know Spider has the same birthday as me. We're both celebrating birthdays.
Fuck yes.
So I may be a little late. I got to wait till this comes in.
They can't, like, for like a... A high roller there to make it happen.
No,
right?
They can't.
No, Dave versus the Banks is a long time.
Yeah, I trust me. I very much tried to explain the situation.
Yeah.
Like tip off 12. It's like I gotta go to the casino. I gotta bet 40 grand at least per window.
What
like
if
the
there
first
was a
session?
What if there was like a fucking major emergency?
I was this close to the bank being like, if I go 4-0 and I don't have that money, yeah. That's like, I won't
you owe it. Yeah.
What if you told
you're
them a different story?
Yes.
What if you were like, I need this for like a new kidney. I'm on the list
well,
and it's time and I got to pay and
this,
it's life or death.
There's very few things in the world right now where you need 150 grand cash.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'd be like, you can't pay for kidney any other way.
Nope. Need it.
But whatever, at least try the different story.
There's nothing except vices and it is legal.
Yeah.
But there's nothing else in the world that you need cash for.
What if you were like it's ransom.
Know.
I need this money for
actually,
ransom.
Actually, if FanDuel's watching that, I get a
life or death.
Yeah.
Someone's been kidnapped.
I get a review. FanDuel may be able to deduct. I may be able to go on credit, but then I'd have to cancel this thing and then I'm now the money baby. In
you don't want to start going on credit there.
Yeah, but can't you just give this is, to FanDuel and
no
be like,
credit.
The money's coming in this by 3 o'clock today.
This is going to be...
Like, let me place the bet now. It'll be here in 3 hours.
A hell of a March Madness.
It's going to be a hell of a March Madness.
Hell of a March Madness. Because we've never done it in a fucking casino.
No, and I'm going big game hunt.
Yeah.
Like,
what does that
I
exactly
need,
mean?
That means
well,
one
I'm walking
or two
in with
games.
150 and I need to walk out with 500. So I'm going to probably be betting like a couple of games, like 75, 100 grand cash.
Jesus
big
Christ.
Game hunting. Let's go, Davey boy.
Yes, Mark.
I'm it's so gonna
be,
excited.
It's going to be quite stressful.
If you do this on unders, I'll fucking kill you. Like you can't go big game.
No, I won't. I won't put 100 grand on an under.
Oh my god, that would be the worst thing ever.
It would be the worst.
I don't touch this shit, and I know that would be a fucking disaster.
You know the worst thing about unders.
Although that Wisconsin Oregon game, I don't care what the total
118.
That should be 8.
My line was 115.
That should be
so
8.
So I already get 3 points of value.
You already bet it?
No, my computer, my inside, my brain.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw it,
80.
I was like, 115.
When I watched the practice and they announced it, I literally
went, yeah, right. It's gross.
That's a tough one.
And also, I just want to get ahead of the story here. Oregon's actually a favorite, so it's not an upset if Wisconsin loses. I'd like to get ahead of that.
They do that a lot in the tournament where it's like Wofford's probably favored.
Well, Wofford's a 7.
Yeah, but they'll be called the Cinderella underdog.
Yeah, like the next round, they'll be the Cinderella. They'll be like a pick 'em.
Who is Wofford playing?
They play
Seton Hall.
Okay,
oh,
so
yes.
How much? That will be, people treat that like an upset,
right.
No doubt.
Right.
So, March Madness, we got a lot of shit coming. T- Tiger, he's walking by a guy, he's wearing the mugshot, and Tiger cracked a grin. It's the first time I've actually liked Tiger in forever.
Here we go, Tiger!
Go, Tiger!
My Tiger would not grin at that, so I didn't hate that move.
He was also doing a little shenanigans with the ball on the cup.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man.
Pick it up.
Wait a
you
minute.
You got to let it get the bottom of the hole first, though, Kevin. Now, would you have ever seen Tiger do that a few years back?
No.
I don't care what situation he was in.
He's loosening up.
Yeah.
Shout out Taylor Hall. Sending the clocks back to like the mid 90s. Before Taylor Hall, anyone really knew who he was, number one draft pick, he used to DM me and text me once a week that Tiger was like the best. Like we had a long, first time in about a decade, he DM me Tiger's gonna win the Masters. So the Tiger fans are getting back in it. No chance, but they're getting back in it.
You had a couple other guys who come at you for the Tigers, the hockey guys.
He was the big one.
Yeah.
He was the big one
that
I remember.
Is Whitney a Tiger guy? No.
No, he's just a clown.
I think Whitney actually might be around this week too.
No, he isn't.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you sure?
I asked Frankie. He's in Turks and Caicos. Oh, shout out Whitney though. He gave me one pick. He's like, bet all your money on it, guaranteed Kansas State against who'd they lose to?
Iowa State.
Did they lose? Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have their best player.
Yeah, that was his mortal lock. I can read. He's like, I know you're in trouble.
Dean Wade is like Dean Wade.
He's like, as a friend, take Kansas State. I didn't.
I don't get why anybody
ignored it. He's such a muppet.
Why does anybody give out any of their opinions or advice when you know it's just going to come back to fuck you?
Just take the unders. I'm the only one who gives good advice. The unders.
just
hammer the unders. I mean, even you know. Saturday, you text me, like, I hope you're on those unders.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything went under. And yesterday, it went under too. If I just did unders and nothing else, I'd be great. But I can't. I can't. I sat here and gave a speech about Cincinnati, and then I bet against them. What? Yeah, I took Houston money line.
No, on Sunday, yeah.
You know, because the game that I gave the speech, they barely covered. They struggled the entire game. I had a money line. I'm like, I'm going to lose. And then I bet against them because I'm like, oh, they didn't come out. I had Wichita State and Wichita State money line. Wichita almost beat them. I'm like, okay, these guys stink. And then Cincinnati, that Houston game warped me.
Yeah.
The one that they hit every shot.
I recited your speech the next day. I'm like, football team, I'm betting everything.
Yeah,
Houston winning by 40 against UConn fucked me up forever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
the best team in the world.
Did you watch Auburn, Tennessee? Auburn didn't miss.
Yeah.
It was the most frustrating thing in the world.
That was a classic situation where Tennessee had a big game against Kentucky.
I know, but it's still, I fell for it.
What are you at?
Bad.
You're down?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Marty, you're down? In general, though, where you at?
Who's this guy?
I just, you know, going into March as down as you guys are,
it's scary. I won 26 this past week, but I felt like I lost 5.
Well, I mean, yeah. But
I was up 1.
But I took the unders.
70
I did what you told me to do.
Shit. This broken ankle guy gets run over and they just put
like
a shoe on.
He's saying broken ankle.
That's underselling it.
Yeah.
Give me things that I'm over.
He's gonna get up.
That's a hit and run, dog.
His leg is massacred.
Give him credit.
Man.
He tried to get up.
he tried to get up.
I know. I feel like you see that a lot with
adrenaline.
Someone's a mangled foot. Yeah.
Adrenaline.
I mean, that's some adrenaline. Fucking adrenaline. I mean, they get run the girl gets up fine.
Yeah.
They get run the fuck over by that car.
It's shattered. Shattered. Ugh. That's why we put it in there.
This thing was just moving. Right, trying to.
The only reason I put this one in there, and I must be in the minority, so the DMX doing the preacher speech at the Kanye
prayer.
Thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought there was a one. So Kanye is legitimately a church now?
Accepted through the blood of Jesus. Because of that, I am blessed and highly favored by you. I am the object of your affection. Your favor surrounds me as a shield. And the first thing that people come in contact with is my favorite shield. Thank you that I have favor with you and man today. All day long, people go out of their way to bless and to help me. I have favor with everyone that I deal with today. Doors that were once closed are now open for me.
Kanye's been doing it the past couple weeks. I don't think he started it. He just showed up at it, right?
That kind
of
makes sense, though. Like, don't you think the whole Kanye thing
will
just end with
shit.
A cult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And DMX is, like, perfect for the... He's
always
preaching and
looks
praying.
Looks fun. back to golf for a minute. This guy gets whacked by a Rahm, I think is who hit it. I don't know what it is about golf fans, the way they look, the way they dress, like they're ready to always take, like grab a club and take a shot.
Gloves, yeah.
Yeah, and like the visor. It was just very funny watching it hit in the chest. Like a
sniper
like,
got him.
I don't know how much that doesn't happen at least 50 times every golf tournament. They just sit there with like missiles coming at them.
Whoa. Missiles.
Missiles.
Yeah,
that's how they're spelled.
Word. Yeah,
yeah, that is fancy.
That's the only way I know how to spell it right is I always say missiles.
I don't understand why that guy doesn't just stay down. Like, get some.
Milk it.
Do you get money for that?
He stay down. He didn't go down.
Right, I know. Go down, stay down.
Yeah.
Like, get the whole thing. Do you get money for
No.
I don't think so.
I think maybe if you're lucky, they give you
tickets to something.
Like, I feel
yeah,
like,
right.
Get a little something out of it.
I don't know. It's crazy it doesn't happen
anymore. I'd milk the shit out of that.
This high school, this is an interesting event. So it's a double court storm. High school championship, playoff game, whatever. The team in white, seemingly with inbounds, scores a game winner. Full court storm, going crazy. Refs wipe it off, which I think was the right call. Reverse the other, the purple coming storm. I've never seen anything quite like
ever.
It.
Ever.
The purple, I mean, that's awesome from the purple fan base.
Awesome
that's
for
incredible.
Awesome.
To be like,
well, not
to be,
losers,
yeah. To get all, like in between their storm and get the fuck out of here.
Incredible. That's
there awesome. Had to be a couple seconds where no one knew what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where everyone was storming.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to do.
I'm surprised there wasn't like fights. If I was storming and then we lost and then someone else was storming in my face, I'd probably like, throw
I
punches.
Think it's storm and then to have it be stormed on you.
There's one guy who's just like holding his head. Yeah. That's awesome.
I think there's going to be a couple seconds when you're storming and the other team's storming, like, what are you doing out here?
Right.
Like, hey.
It's almost like a scene from Braveheart.
Yeah, like fancy just meeting you.
Yeah,
here.
When they just go, bah!
Yeah, right. And everyone just dies.
Wild scene. And this was the best clip of the weekend, Egg Boy. So some politician that people don't like, some fratty looking dude eggs him, quick punch in the face.
Slap.
Slap. It was more of a punch.
It was like a, hybrid.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't followed it closely, but everybody's on the politician side, right?
No.
The politician's like a
definitely
terrible.
Definitely have not followed
terrible
it
dude. Yeah. The politician was the guy who, like, basically, he, like,
he's like, he's talking about, like, Islamophobe.
Right.
Like,
he was like, we have to remember that Muslims are killing people all over the world, right. So this is not that bad.
Right. So he deserved to get egged.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely haven't been following.
No, I just saw the video.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. That
no,
guy.
It's basically everyone's like, yeah, this guy deserves it. He deserves to get egged.
So it'd be like, you know, if Saddam Hussein got egged, you turn around, punch, you're automatically against him because he's Saddam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy getting egged is a bad guy.
The context.
Yes.
You look like a you're punk. On the punch guy.
Yes.
Right. But like then is the punch guy's goons choked the kid out, which was excessive.
No.
For an egg?
I don't know. No. A public
like
egging.
We have two different discussions.
A public egging is.
A public egging, if
you
can
kill
egged,
somebody.
You can
funny.
Beat somebody to death.
I like how he pulled out his phone too and was like, ready?
Yeah. All right, so you guys
and he
are
just on. Stood right, there and waited.
See, context matters apparently.
No,
I still really don't know.
I like how you're so confident. You're like, I'm like,
well, I just watched
the
video.
If you could publicly egg one person, who would you egg?
Right
like
his
that?
Face.
Like that. Like exact same thing. Maybe in the face, yeah, whatever.
You know, I already vape Clay Travis, which is just as bad.
That's the thing about it is the egg is so disrespectful.
I mean, blowing smoke in somebody's face from an inch away is pretty disrespectful.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm saying that's the beauty of it is the embarrassment, obviously.
People forget you basically invented vaping.
Yeah.
You were the OG vape guy.
I was an early vape guy. We did that trip.
You and Leo.
Yeah. Well, that's why I started doing it.
Yeah, I know.
They had Oreos and cream in San Francisco. I remember I did like the whole vape video. I vaped in his, who would I vape?
You got a lot of enemies.
I'd like to egg Peter King.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Imagine that.
On his head.
Just egg that old man.
Who else really drives me crazy?
Who'd you egg?
I don't know.
You don't have any enemies really, do you?
I mean, maybe someone from Deadspin for...
That was very disrespectful, that annoying, I blocked it, but the spun, that whatever they are, who does the annoying brackets, I never talk about it because it's a clickbait, but everyone starts tweeting about it, so I was a 4-13, but it's Dave Portnoy versus Deadspin.
Mm.
That's bad when Deadspin doesn't have one person like that, so they just do the whole
website,
company.
Right. Yeah.
Who else would I'm going to think about that.
It's a
good blog.
Yeah. Mm. I meant to do it on the podcast today, I forgot.
Who would you egg?
Probably egg you.
I mean, you can egg females, right?
Egg
Ponder.
Egging knows no gender.
I'm so past that one.
Well, Dave doesn't get
I don't get past that.
I know, I know.
I have bottles of champagne.
Everything is circular for Dave. There's no getting past it. It just comes back
around. I like the eggs, Sarah Spain. Travis, like I said, I already kind of egged him.
Think on it,
Give me some thought, Dave.
Yeah, think on it. I'm sure you come up with a few more.
I will.
Best week of the year.
Tomorrow, radio at Borelli's for the Bruins Islanders.
Woo! Whoa. Frankie just let out a woo!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, he actually, we were on the radio the other day. He's like, hey, you got to do this ad read. I'm like, all right, what is it? It's just radio
for Borelli's.
He's like, all right, Frankie.
Wow, Barstool at the Collie. Look at that.
Let me see this. What is this? What is it? Well, Frankie just gets to make t-shirts for single games.
Wait,
what's on
the front?
Is that the back? I don't know what that is. It's like he makes t-shirts for like random bowl games.
It's actually for New Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
Like they're, all their people are going to be up Borelli's.
It's like every game of the Collie gets a fucking
t-shirt. This really, I got to give the props to Frankie Borelli because he came in here.
These are all the things I've ever loved in my life. Yeah. Borelli's, Barstool, and the Islanders.
Side skin.
100%. He has wedged the Islanders into this company to the point that you would think that the Islanders are relevant.
He wanted to do a huge party in the parking lot of Borelli's and charge money. I'm like, who gets the money? He's like, Borelli.
Me. I mean, that's my name. I have to keep it going.
The restaurant, the team,
everything,
all of it.
If you ask me 4 years,
running like a triple scam on
you. If you ask me 4 years ago, what are the three things you love in life? It'd be the Islanders, Borelli's, and Barstool. And now it's all happening in one day.
What are the chances?
It's insane.
I feel like every week we have one of these moments.
It's insane.
Every week is.
Well, the New York Islanders are in first place. In
dude,
what world?
2 weeks ago, you're like. This is the biggest game of the season.
It was the biggest game of the season.
This is not a big game. Well, maybe for Marina and Frankie.
Marina's giving me death eyes over here. She's going to stab the shit out of me.
How are the seedings working out? Is there a chance of the
finals?
It had to be in the conference finals.
Because, like, that is destiny to have Dave.
Oh, shit on your. Like, shit all over.
We're talking about destiny. I could already.
The Bruins will sweep, and Dave will be like.
Or the Islanders win, Dave will be like, I don't give a fuck.
I've already said this today. I can. You know when you can envision something? I can envision tomorrow, like, Feidelberg's fucking fake cackling laugh. He's like, Marchand's the bad man. And like, I can just see that happening tomorrow. So I'm already prepared for that. But
yeah,
you know,
the carriage is going to turn back into a pumpkin tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's
Boston,
probably
Boston will be in
but
the house.
Tomorrow's game doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but you guys are going to make one of the Coliseums. Either Pittsburgh. I mean, it's right now it's all over the place. It could be Pittsburgh. It could be Washington.
Whoa,
it could be Carolina. It could be Columbus.
You don't want that. You think Feidelberg is bad news?
I brought Nate to a game the other day, and I said I will physically hurt you in 2 minutes.
You brought him to a game?
I brought him to the game, and he was jumping around. He banged on the glass. I told him to stop doing it.
Was it the Caps?
It was the Caps. He was banging the glass. They scored the goal. I'm like, Nate, don't bang the glass.
I remember when he got slapped in Tampa Bay.
Go!
Just a heads up.
Wow.
And then 5 minutes later.
He got slapped.
He's agitated.
I forgot about that.
Nate's one of the all-time agitators.
That's incredible.
Yeah. He got
what
slapped.
A memory.
And in that game, the Islanders scored an own goal. Josh Bailey put it in the empty net, and he's right behind that first goal, first seat, and he bangs up against the glass, and he turns around and goes, ha-ha, this team! Like, laughing at us. I'm like, oh, my God, Nate, I can't believe I brought this
I guy. Need Washington. The Islanders.
They killed
me. Oh, my God.
All right, big week for everybody.